The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, super pumped that you are tuning in today because today's episode is going to be straight fire and a little rain. It's actually not going to be straight fire. There is rain, and I am bringing that up because we are going to reframe it. I know that those of you with super sensitive ears do not like it when you can hear anything in the background, including the rain, so let's call it percussion. Let's just say that today's fiery episode has a little bit of the rhythm of nature in the background. And, you know, hey, gotta be able to laugh at ourselves, right? Gotta keep things a little bit light. I know it irritates some of you. I don't particularly like it either when I know I need to record and it's raining because I don't particularly like the emails where people are expressing their displeasure. But we're going to reframe it today, and we're just going to call it percussion brought to you by nature. Okie dokie? Okie dokie. Glad we're all on the same page there. Now on to the fire. I know this time of year can be particularly challenging. Whether it is challenging because of vacation, holiday parties, family dynamics, money, temptation, frustration, all of the above, a little bit of everything, and then some, I get it. I understand. And there is a different way. Just like we can call the rain on my tin roof percussion, we can reframe and have a very different experience of the next 28 days or so left in 2018. If you are listening to this episode the day it goes live, that means there are about 28 days left in the remainder of 2018. You can make them amazing. However, things have gone up until this point in the year, or even up until this point in your life, it doesn't matter. We can still make the next 28 days amazing. And that does not mean restriction, deprivation, willpower, missing out. It doesn't mean any of that. What it means is really looking at what you can do to make it amazing. And for most of us, that's gonna involve a little bit of wine or some holiday cookies or sleeping in or staying out late. And we can do those things while making ourselves feel great. The thing that gets in the way, that's what I really want to talk about today. The thing that gets in the way of you making the next 28 days absolutely amazing, of you making any day, any week, any month, any year amazing, it's actually not your choices. That's where we're quick to put the blame, whether we didn't keep a promise we made to ourselves, whether we didn't build a relationship with our spouse the way we intended to, maybe we were more short-tempered, or maybe we didn't get out of debt or pay down the debt we hoped we would, or we didn't lose the weight we really wanted to. That's not the thing that is the biggest issue here. The thing that gets in the way of today being amazing for you, the next 28 days or 23 days or 55 years, making them amazing, it's not your choices. It's your thoughts about your choices. It's your thoughts about the past. It's your thoughts about the problem. You cannot create a new pattern of behavior if you are busy arguing for, justifying, and choosing the old one. You can't write a new chapter in your life if you're too busy rereading, retelling, rechoosing the last one. when you believe more in your past and in your problem than you do in your present potential, you are, by choice, limiting your ability to make today a damn great day. Some of you might have heard me talk about the first rule of holes. Holes like holes in the ground. Holes, H-O-L-E-S. The first rule of holes is stop digging. And the digging we do to create these holes in our choices, in our lives, in our progress, it's not the thing we're doing. It's not the choice. It's not the excuse. It is our thoughts, right? The holes we put ourselves in, the holes we dig, the holes we feel like we can't climb out of, they're more a result of our thoughts than they are a result of our choices. The hole of your habit, that habit you want to change, that thing you want to be different in your life, that exists more as a result of how you think about it than what you do about it, because it is our thoughts that drive our choices. It is by our thoughts, our perspectives, that we come about any decision we make. Any choice we make is a result of our thoughts. Thoughts come first, and then we act in alignment with how we think about something. If you want to change the way you are acting, if you want to be able to make today amazing, it begins with the way you think. And I got an email just the other day, I think yesterday, that is a wonderful example of this. And I'm going to read to you part of the email. It came from one of my present 12 Weeks to Transformation clients. She's working with me this fall. And the email says, "Hey, EB, every year my family has a holiday tradition where family members come together and make an obnoxious amount of Christmas cookies. Although I'm very grateful for the time I get to spend with my family and the tradition, I'm having a hard time knowing how to be around that much temptation or how to prepare mentally for this. At the end of the day, we split up what we've made and everyone takes cookies home. As long as sweets aren't in my house, I do pretty well. When stuff like this comes into the house, I struggle. When I start eating sweets, I want more and more." Well, in this email, she says she doesn't know how to prepare mentally. Her email is exactly how not to prepare mentally. The cookies are not the problem. The tradition is not the problem. Having cookies in the house is not the problem. Her thoughts about the cookies are the problem. Right? The thoughts about your relationship to temptation or her relationship to temptation, that is the issue, the perspective. And it's also the opportunity. If you tell yourself like she does, whether we're talking about cookies or we're talking about hitting snooze or we're talking about working out or we're talking about sticking to a budget, if you tell yourself, "Once this stuff happens, I struggle. Once I start eating, I can't stop." Whatever that is the problem, that perspective, that belief. If you want to change the way you behave, you have to change the way you think, because you are in this situation when you say, "This is the way it is. This is the way it happens." You are saying that the past pattern dictates your present potential, and it does not. It does not. It absolutely does not. In episode 539, just a couple episodes ago, I gave an example of how I coach myself through temptation and through moments of apathy. Like, I just don't care. It doesn't matter. What's the point? I'm checked out. And that strategy, if you haven't listened to 539, definitely go back and take a listen. It can be applied to any area of your life where you want to create a change, where you want to make an improvement, where you feel like you're struggling. In the case of this email, applying that strategy I talked about in episode 539 to this email, if you say, "Once this stuff comes into the house, I struggle," I believe you, because you're telling me, you are instructing yourself, you are stating the limitation, you've decided. You're confusing your past choices and your present potential. But your present potential, what you are capable of today, is not limited by what you've done before. You have to differentiate between this is the way I've behaved before, but I am free to do something different today, right? The only way that today is limited by how things have gone in the past is if you continue to make a case for it, if you continue to believe in that limitation. As you've heard me say a bazillion times, when you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them. I hear you on the past pattern. Maybe you've given into temptation a million times before. Got it. But the struggle is not here right now today unless you bring it here, unless you choose it, unless you believe that you are not capable of something different, but you are. You can choose a different pattern of behavior, and it begins with a different belief. Yeah, I can choose to overeat again, but I can choose not to. I can choose to have no cookies. I can choose to have one cookie. I can choose to have one cookie a day for 2 weeks. I can choose to have one cookie a week for 3 weeks. Whatever it is, I am capable of choosing a different pattern of behavior, but it requires that I don't continue to submit to the old pattern. How do I want to show up in this situation? You've heard me talk about this strategy on the podcast before, which goes like this. If I were the version of me that I want to be, if I were the best version of myself, how would that person act in this cookie party situation? Maybe I wouldn't eat the batter and I would pick my favorite cookie and I would enjoy that one with full attention that day. And then I would allow myself, you know, a cookie every other day, or whatever it is. How does the ideal version of you show up in that situation? What would that look like? If you navigated this flawlessly, whatever that standard is for you, what would that look like? And are you able and willing to practice that today? But if you don't believe that you can change, you won't, because you've already decided. You cannot create a new story if you keep telling the old one. This comes up every single day, whether it's clients I'm working with in the 12 Weeks to Transformation or podcast listeners who email me. Somebody will say, I have these amazing intentions to go to the gym, but I always talk myself out of it. Okay, that's the past. Are you going to talk yourself out of it today? Don't tell me about the problem, right? You are not chained to the past pattern. But if you're already saying the way things have been is the way that they are, I believe you. You are instructing yourself. You are taking the past and you are saying, I'm going to do it again. Okay, I believe you. When you claim the past as the present, you are limiting yourself to it and there is a different option. What else could I choose? What will I do today? What are the other options? How can I show up differently today? And this is not just about food and fitness. People will say, oh, I'm so impatient with my kids. Well, how do you want to be today? Are you willing to practice? Don't tell me about the problem. Tell me about the solution. My past does not limit what I am capable of today. I can be patient and communicate with love and respect today. Today's a great chance to practice. I believe that you've hit snooze when your alarm goes off more often than you haven't hit snooze. But today, you can make a different choice. The first rule of holes is stop digging. Stop digging yourself into the problem. Stop digging yourself into the past, the burden, the barrier. You are free to behave differently today, and it begins by no longer selling yourself the story of the problem. Don't tell yourself about the problem and the extent of it. That's digging deeper into the problem. Tell yourself the story of the solution, today's version of the solution. What do I want and what will I do about it? I get a lot of emails about binge eating, and I have a tremendous amount of sympathy and empathy because I was a binge eater for most of my life. The majority of my life has been spent as an obese person over 350 pounds. I get it. And I've said all of the things that I hear every day. I can't stop. Yeah, I can be good for a few days, but then something happens and I just go back to the old pattern of behavior. And it's like I don't even think about it until afterwards. I just eat and I eat and I eat. And then all of a sudden, poof, I'm like, oh, what did I do and why did I do it? Friend, stop digging yourself into the problem. Stop familiarizing yourself with the story of the problem and instead get really much more familiar with the story of the solution. Your potential, where you want to go instead of where you've been and where you don't want to stay. It's like driving down this road that is not safe, where you always get stuck in traffic, but every day you just get more and more familiar because you just keep taking that road. You can't stay on the road of the problem mentally, rehearsing it in your words, in your thoughts, in your descriptions of it, and hope to end up someplace else. It doesn't work that way. We have to differentiate between the past and the present, right? I tell people all the time, I'm sure you've heard me say this before, unless you're brand new, in which case, hey, let me tell you a new story. If you're a binge eater, right, and you say, oh my gosh, no matter what, it's just I always go back to this and I hate it and I just want to change desperately. If I said, if you get through tonight without binging, tomorrow morning you will get $1 million cash tax-free. Or if you're somebody that says, I always want to get up early, but every single morning, it's like I'm not even thinking about that. I just hit snooze. I don't know what's wrong with me. If I said tomorrow morning, if you get out of bed as soon as your alarm goes off and you avoid hitting that snooze button, you will get $1 million cash tax free. It would be the easiest morning of your life. You would jump up with a smile on your face. Nothing changed about your capacity. Nothing changed about your potential. That offer didn't somehow give you a power that you don't have now. The only thing that changed is your perspective. The only thing that changed is your perspective. It became more worth it to you to not choose that behavior, binge eating or hitting snooze, than to choose that behavior. And you create that perspective by the way you think. You cannot continue to beat the drum of the problem. You've got to tell the story of the solution. If you want to binge, I believe you. If you want to hit snooze, I believe you. If you want to skip your workout, I believe you. Those are very real and they are very true, but they are not the only real and true perspectives in your mind. And that's where your work begins. That is your practice. That is something that you can commit to every day, telling a different version of the story. What else is true? And this is something that, gosh, at least two chapters in my new book, which will be out before we know it. No, I haven't shared the title with you guys yet, but I will. What I give a lot of conversation to in the book and a lot of specific challenges around is thinking in complete thoughts, thinking completely versus thinking incompletely. What else do you want? Okay, the cookie party. Got it. The cookies look good. Everybody's eating cookies. I understand. What else is true about what you want, how you can behave, what you are capable of? What is a different outcome other than the one you've told me where once the stuff comes in the house, you don't have as much power? Once you start eating sweets, you just want more and more and more and more. What else is true? I dive deeper into this, as I mentioned, in episode 539. So if you haven't listened to episode 539, I will link to it in the show notes page for today's episode, which you can find at primalpotential.com/541. But don't tell me how real the problem is. Tell me what you're able and willing to do differently today. Don't tell me about how long this has been a problem for you. It's not that I don't care. It's that it's not relevant. Tell me how you're going to participate in the solution today. You have the power to create a change, right? The example I give in episode 539 is about how in a moment I was telling myself, oh, who cares? Just eat the bread, eat the cupcakes, whatever. What's the point? And that felt very real. It felt very true, but it wasn't the only truth, because what is just as true, if not more true, probably more true, is that that's not who and how I want to be. And that doesn't make me feel my best. That's just as true if I look for it. So instead of convincing myself of the problem, I'm hormonal, I'm overtired, it's the holidays, I'm stressed, that looks good, I rarely indulge. Yes, I could tell that story, but that is the story of the problem. The story of the solution is, I want to feel amazing. And behaving that way would not make me feel amazing. I want to be someone who takes impeccable care of myself no matter what's going on in life. So I can be that person. But it requires that we give more of our energy, more of our time, more of our effort to the solution than we do to the problem. You have the power to create change. And in order to do that, you've got to grab a hold of the solution. And in order to grab a hold of the solution, you cannot be clinging to the problem. Every choice is a chance to create that. Every day is an opportunity to practice. Every thought you think is a chance for you to reframe and think completely instead of continuing to think incompletely. It is a chance for you to tell a different story. Your life, your reality, your health, your body, it is a result of the beliefs you hold about yourself and your choices. It is a result of the story you tell yourself, and you are the storyteller. My story used to be, I'm an emotional eater. I'm just the fat girl. I've always been fat. I'm not motivated enough to work out. I'm not fit enough to work out. I'm inconsistent. I have a sweet tooth. Food is my anesthetic. It's how I escape. And my life, my body, and my health reflected that story. My choices supported that story. But I am the storyteller, and I can tell a different one. Would you go into your child's bedroom every night and tell a horrifying story of murder and then wonder why they're so damn scared all the time? No, that would be crazy. And yet we do that to ourselves all the time. We tell a story over and over about the past, about the problem, about the limitation. You are the storyteller. Change it up. Your thoughts are powerful. Your thoughts become things. Your life is a reflection of the way you think, and your choices are driven by the way you think. So when you change the way you think, you change the way you choose, and you change your entire life. Though my old story was about just being the fat girl, being an emotional eater, being really great at losing weight and terrible at keeping it off, my new story is I'm healthy. I take great care of myself. I'm a hard worker. I'm good with money. I care about people, and it shows. You are the storyteller. I think I shared with you that I started a new habit that I've been talking with my master's club about, based on the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. And I begin every day now. I've always been a journaler, but specifically in my morning journaling for anywhere from 2 minutes to 5 minutes, I write about my identity, which just means who and how I am, how I show up in the world. And my journaling is specific to that day. So I'm not rewriting my 20s, my teen years, who I was as a kid. I'm not looking backwards, and I'm also not looking forward. It's not about tomorrow or next week or next year or when I'm 50. It is about today. So I thought I would just take a second and read to you my exact journal entry for today. I wrote this at about 10 after 5 this morning. A few minutes after I woke up, I had my first cup of coffee. I hadn't really started work, or I hadn't worked out yet. Now, here's the thing to note about this. What I do after this couple minutes of journaling, usually between 2 and 5 minutes, it's not something that takes a tremendous amount of time, I take a picture of it with my cell phone. And here's why I do that. I do it because as I get tired as the day goes on, or if I get frustrated or something happens to change my mindset a little bit, maybe I start making excuses or I talk myself out of something I had talked myself into in the morning, I want to be able to revisit it easily. And I'm not always home. My journal isn't always around. But if I'm waiting in line at the grocery store, or I'm waiting to pick up my laundry, I can revisit that. if I'm warming up at the gym and I'm doing some mobility, I often have my phone with me before I start my workout. I can remind myself of who I am today. Not about who I'm going to be tomorrow, not about who I was yesterday or even an hour ago, who I am by choice today, not limited by my past, not thinking about what's ahead, who I decided I will be today. So I take a picture so that I can revisit it if I'm feeling tired or something kind of rocks my day, as happens to all of us on the regular, so I can remind myself. So this is what I wrote just this morning. And it's different every single day, right? Some days it might be more related to money. Some days it might be more related to food. Sometimes more related to my relationships. Sometimes a little bit of everything. And today it's a little bit of everything. This is what I wrote this morning. I am a happy person. I'm happy by choice. I create this mindset. And I'm going to create it this morning by, again, this is what I wrote in my journal. I'm going to create it this morning by sending 3 text messages to 3 different people who are special to me. Then I wrote, I take amazing care of myself because I feel my best when I do, and I want to feel my best. Today, that looks like going to open gym, drinking more water than coffee, meat and veggies, no starch, no sugar, no alcohol, because that will make me feel my best today. Meditate, times 2. Then I shifted gears a little bit. I wrote, I work calmly and patiently. I do my best. I'm grateful for every name in my inbox. I take things one at a time, and I don't rush. Changed gears again. All of this again done in this morning. It was less than 3 minutes. I wrote, I will have fun with, insert my boyfriend's name here. I will have fun with him today. I will look for what is right. I will not look for what is wrong because that's who I am today. And then I reiterated, I am happy by choice. I do things that make me happy, and I don't fixate on the things that don't. Today, I make myself better. Today, I make my relationships better. And again, I come back to this on my phone. If something happens, whether it's, you know, a check engine light comes on my car and I get frustrated, or somebody sends an email that ruffles my feathers or rubs me the wrong way, or I'm going into a bar to watch the Patriots game and I'm thinking about ordering a pizza. That's unlikely because that's not what I would want to do. But any of those things that come up, what's more likely is I start thinking about maybe having a drink, like an alcoholic drink during the game. I'll come back to this, who I want to be today. And I don't want to drink alcohol today because I want to feel my best today. And for me personally, that doesn't make me feel my best. I want you to empower yourself. I want you to choose to be a problem solver because you are not a victim and you are not stuck. You can create a change in your life and it begins today. It has nothing to do with yesterday and I don't want it to wait until tomorrow. You don't want it to wait till tomorrow. Let go of the excuses. Stop giving so much energy to the problem, to the past, to the barrier, and instead give it to the solution because life is better that way. The last few episodes, I have been forgetting to include a meal I loved and a workout I loved. I apologize for that. I know a lot of people enjoy hearing what my workouts are and or what I'm eating. The workout I loved is the one that I did this morning. I just finished it a couple of hours ago. It was a 21-minute EMOM, which means every minute on the minute, I would do 2 power cleans, 2 front squats, and 2 push press. You can Google it if you aren't sure what that is. But it was a fair amount of rest time, but it was a good workout for what is more like an active recovery day from, might be a little far to call it active recovery. It was a workout, but it wasn't a high intensity workout. And it was nice to give my body a little bit of a break with that, but still work on my form with my power cleans and things like that. So that was a great workout. The meal I loved, I shared with you guys in episode 540 that one of the changes I am making after reading Dr. Sarah Gottfried's book, Younger, is that I want to be better about eating fish more regularly. So I whipped up a batch of my favorite salmon cakes. I totally get it if you're like, ugh, salmon cakes, gross. I was never a fish stick kid or a fish cake girl, and I still don't think I am, but these salmon cakes are amazing. Everyone I've made them for really, really enjoys them, and I will tell you my couple of tricks with them. Number one is, shockingly, use canned salmon, not fresh salmon fillets. Now, if you're just going to do a salmon fillet, real salmon all the way, but for salmon cakes, I find that they taste a lot better and the texture's a lot better when you use salmon cakes. Now, my other tip is wild-caught salmon only. A lot of canned salmon in the grocery store, and quite frankly, for that matter, a lot of fresh salmon in the grocery store is not only farm-raised, which means you're not getting the same nutrient density as you are with wild-caught because they're generally being fed grains and things like that, and so it's not going to be as rich in omega-3. Wild-caught salmon is eating a lot of smaller fish and plankton, and even when it eats smaller fish eat the greens, the algae, the plankton, etc., and that's where a lot of the omega-3s come from, which is why I'm trying to eat more of it. So the wild-caught salmon that I buy, because you can walk into the grocery store and be like, holy moly, it's so much more expensive. Agree, in the grocery store, I get it from Thrive Market, and I get the Wild Planet brand. It's non-GMO. It's wild-caught. There's no dyes added. That's what I was going to say. Did I already say that? In the grocery store, a lot of the canned salmon and the whole salmon is not only farm-raised and fed grains, but also they add dyes to make it pink, which is totally nasty. So you'll notice that when you get this wild-caught salmon, it's not as bright, flaming red and pink because there's not dyes added to it. So I get the wild-caught salmon in the can, Wild Planet brand, from Thrive Market because it is cheaper, that brand, on Thrive Market, about 10 to 20% less than if you were getting it from a grocery store. And then that way it's coming directly to my door and I don't have to worry about trying to find it in the grocery store because sometimes you can find the wild-caught brands and sometimes you can't. So I drain the cans and then I add a little bit of coconut flour. I prefer coconut flour to almond flour for this because almond flour is more grainy and granular, gritty tasting. Coconut flour is much more powdery and fine, and it has a little bit of natural sweetness because it's coming from a coconut that just adds a really great flavor profile with the salmon cakes. So I add egg, coconut flour. I also use the new Primal Kitchen brand Dijon mustard. I'm not a mustard person, but I do think it adds a lot of flavor to the salmon cakes. And the Primal Kitchen Dijon is awesome because in addition to having a great flavor, it doesn't have any like crop oils in it, which are going to be pro-inflammatory. It also doesn't have added sugars, which is awesome because a lot of condiments have added sugars. So all three of those things, the canned salmon, the coconut flour, the Primal Kitchen brand Dijon, I get from Thrive. Why? Because it's cheaper. And I believe that wealth is not about how much you make, it's about how much you keep. So I'm always looking for ways to spend less. And the other part of it too is, if I can minimize how often I'm going in the grocery store, that makes my food choices a whole lot better. I'm sure I'm not alone. And once you get into the grocery store, you're thinking, oh, I could get this. Should I have this? Maybe just a little bit of this. I simplify that monkey mind by having most of my groceries come to me in the mail. Brilliant, right? So if you haven't yet checked out Thrive Market, definitely do so. I have a relationship with them. They're a sponsor of the show, which I love. If you go through my show's URL, which is just thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, and I'll link to that in the show notes, you save an extra 25% on your first order and you get a free 30-day trial membership. So head over to the show notes and I will link to that canned salmon and the coconut flour, and to Thrive Market in general. I'll put my link there so that you can get that discount. And also, if you're looking for a specific recipe for salmon cakes, the best one I've ever found that I think is hands down amazing is from Diane Sanfilippo and the 21 Day Sugar Detox. I will link to that recipe over in the show notes, so definitely give that a try. Last thing I want to remind you guys is that the waitlist is now open for the Winter 2019 12 Weeks to Transformation. So if you have been thinking about working with me in 2019, registration opens first to people who are on the wait list, and registration is going to open in mid-December, so just about 2 weeks, a little bit less than 2 weeks. I will be opening registration to the wait list. You can get on the wait list by going to the Work With Me page on primalpotential.com, or just go straight to the show notes for today's episode, primalpotential.com/541, and you will see the link to get on the wait list there. If you have no idea what it means to work with me or what that would look like, how it's different from the podcast, take a listen to episode 515. It goes through what the 12 weeks to transformation is, how much it costs, what's included, who it's for, who it's not for, what you can expect. All of that stuff is in episode 515, so take a listen there. I hope you have an amazing day, and if there is anything that I can do to support or encourage you, please let me know. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.